Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Thursday, and it was a hot one out there at Ray Nitschke Field this morning into the afternoon. Longest practice of camp so far. Man, there was some hitting. There was some hollering. There was some good stuff. There was some bad stuff. I'm going to talk about everything I saw at Ray Nitschke Field. But before I do, you guys know I got to give a shout-out to our good friends over at Ticket King. If you want to watch the Green Bay Packers in 2023, go to CheeseheadTV.com or utilize our app. Head to the schedule. We have individualized links for each and every game, home, away, preseason, regular season. It doesn't matter. If you want to see the Packers, use Ticket King. Don't use Ticketmaster or StubHub, none of these national places. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Hell, they got a spot right across the street from Lambeau here in Green Bay. Or you can use the link in the description of this video. Whatever you do, use Ticket King to get your tickets for Green Bay Packers games in 2023. The other thing you know you want to do, you want to get yourself an official 2023 yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. Just head to PackersYearbook.com. Use promo code CHTV for 10% off. That's CHTV for 10% off. Do it, people. You know you want to. And whoo, baby, what a practice. A lot of good, some bad. Lots to talk about. I see everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody. I'm going to let you guys drive the conversation today. But I did want to give a shout-out to Kenneth. Oh, I'm going to butcher his last name. Odumegwu, the Packers allocated player from the NFL's international player pathway. He had his first take-him-to-the-ground tackle today. Really great form, great technique. And I was very excited for the young man. He popped up and clearly he's getting dapped up by his teammates. It was a fun time. So shout out to Kenneth. Hopefully, you know, he'll develop as the year goes along. They get a roster exemption for him throughout the entirety of the season. So bring these guys over, develop them, spread the game. I love it. I love it. Shout out to Kenneth. Great start. Great start. Some other notes. I'm not going to get too deep into my notes, but I did want to talk about the one-on-ones, the offensive line versus defensive line. Elgton Jenkins absolutely locking fools down. We did see Yosh lock down Hollins on a couple of reps. The one fun time was Wyatt put Runyon in a blender, basically, with a spin move. But Runyon won the second rep. So overall, pretty damn nice day for the offensive line, including Sean Ryan. I'm not saying nothing, but I'm just saying, Sean Ryan, okay. All right, he's slimmed down a little bit. He seems to have his feet underneath him, has some good base there, a little anchor to his game that definitely wasn't there last year. So I don't know what he's been working on, but he looks improved. I'm not saying he's arrived by any stretch of the imagination. Hell, he's not even really challenging for a starting job at this point, but he's certainly looking like solid depth at this very moment. He had another nice day today, so shout out to Sean Ryan. As far as the much ballyhooed, what would you call it, the center battle, because David Bakhtiari was off today, pretty much as has been going on throughout camp, we had Myers back at center with the ones and Zach Tom at right tackle with Yosh Manning left. That was most of the time that I saw anyway while the ones were on the field. And hey, shout out to the offense. Finally got their first win in the competitive period during camp. It was the four-minute drill. So for those of you who don't know what that means it's the end of the game. You've got basically 4 minutes left on the clock, and you've got to pick up a couple of first downs to salt the game away and basically keep the ball away from the defense. Pick up some first downs, grind the clock, and they won both. The first unit won both of those periods. So shout out to the offense for finally getting a W. The defense were the ones having to do the up-downs at the end of camp. And shout out to Patrick Taylor, who Aaron Jones got nicked up earlier in team stuff, and he's fine, but they just, I think, didn't want to run him into the ground, so to speak, on this four-minute drill. And Patrick Taylor had a very key pickup for a first down on third down where he got skinny, did a great job of finding space and getting low and over the first down marker, but then getting to the ground and making sure the clock continued to run. Just really good work from Patrick Taylor with the ones in the four-minute drill. Hello to everybody in the comments. So good to see everybody. Everyone, what's up, everybody? Brian starting us off with a super chat. What's up, Brian? Meyer's struggles remind me of Scott Wells back in the day. Got off to a slow start, put in the work, and figured it out and went on to have success. That's a really good pull. And I'm not going to, like, their games aren't similar. Obviously, Myers is much bigger in stature. Scotty was an old wrestler, former wrestler, and used that leverage to his advantage. But that's a really good point. And it's something, you know, I've pointed out a couple times there throughout history, especially recent history, there have been Packers who started slowly. TJ Lang started slowly. You know, Mike Wall, he was out of position at tackle probably, but he didn't start gangbusters. And these guys, like you say, put the work in and develop and become really good players. In TJ's case, I mean, that's an all pro, right? So, yeah, that's what I was kind of trying to get at the other day on Daily, is patience, man. This is the lab, right? This is the time to do that work. And who knows? We'll see how Myers responds. I'm hoping and I'm thinking he'll probably respond by fighting like hell to retain that job. What else we got here, folks? Will the Packers still be kings of the NFC North with Love at the helm? TBD, Callum. I'll give you my prediction prior to the start of the season. But way too early to say anything about that. John, everyone worried about kickers. Corey is worried? I don't think Corey's worried.
Bank, are you worried about kickers?
Don't think so. He might be in a meeting. I mean, yeah, we got to talk about the kicker, don't we? Carlson has this nasty habit of missing his first kick every time he comes out for a kicking session and then making the next two, because usually they do three at a time. Again, today, two sessions, missed the first kick both times, but then nails the second and third kick. And look, I understand that's, you know, it's great he's making kicks, but you know, you get out there for that one kick, you don't get a do-over. It ain't best two out of three. I'm not saying it's time to panic or it's time to worry, but that is something the Packers have got to be looking at and talking about and seeing what they can do, because, whoo, baby. What else we got here, folks? Are they practicing J-Love using his feet in design plays? Robin, good question. They are indeed. They ran a few yesterday that didn't go very well. Not very well. They were fine. The defense just did a very good job of defending them. But today, Jordan picked up a big gain on what looked like a bit of an RPO, and that he kept big gain down the left sideline. So, yes, definitely some called runs, some RPOs, but they are certainly having him use his legs. That is definitely occurring. What else we got here, folks? Colby, thanks for the super chat. Staying hydrated with my first carry the G. Cheers. Oh, congratulations for finding it. Well done, man. Enjoy. How did Carlson look today? Wisco Sports, I'm going to tell you, that was the best I've seen him look. He did a phenomenal job in the two-minute drill. They were kind of jumping around for a bit. They did the four-minute work, and then the twos got to do the two-minute drill, and he was the quarterback for it, and he was extremely on point. There was a third down where they tried to zone blitz him. They had that two guys up in the A-gap, and it looked like both of them were going to rush, but it was Tariq Carpenter made a kind of a feint and then dropped out to try and take away the lane. Carlson was totally unfazed and hit, I think it was Melton, for a big first down pickup. Later on, he threw a beautiful ball, dropped it in up the right sideline for what should have been a touchdown, but it was dropped by Nelson, the running back. Then he threw a strike to Kraft right at the goal line, get up to the line, threw a slant to Malik Heath for a touchdown. It was really good work. You know, we've heard a lot about his smarts and his poise and how, you know, there's no question that he knows the game, and that was on display in the two-minute drill today. No question about it. How is Jadakiss Bonds doing? Will he make the roster? Long shot, big-time long shot. But I will say he had a big catch today in two-minute drill, and I really like him. I talked about him on Daily, I think, earlier in the week. He looks the part. Big guy, good hands, strong hands. I think, you know, he's got a long way to go. His one chance at making this roster is to just ball out on special teams. And I can't say that I've noticed one way or the other what kind of work he's doing there. But, man, yeah, from scrimmage, definitely looks the part. And I can see why they like him and brought him in, because, yeah, big body. He did a great job today. Like I said, big third down catch over the middle. To get that drive going. Good stuff. Really good stuff so far. Callum, no, they should not trade Yosh. Everybody talking about this is crazy. No, no. He's a really good player. He's still young. He's relatively cheap. And he plays an insanely premium position and can play both sides. No. No, you don't trade him. How is Brenton Cox doing? On track to make the team? I will admit, today is the first day I really saw him kind of flash. There's a long way to go. But with a lot of these guys, you know what I'm going to say. It's all about special teams. If you're an undrafted free agent, you got to ball out on teams. Now, I will say with Ladarius Hamilton getting released, that ups your chances. That's one less body in that room, right? But yeah, he's got to make waves on teams. That is it. But I did, like I said, today, first time I really saw him kind of flash in during the scrimmage stuff, and hopefully he keeps it up, keeps stacking successes, as Mike would say. How did Wyatt do in one-on-ones? Van Ness. We'll say I didn't really see Van Ness in one-on-ones, but I did see Wyatt. I talked a little bit ago at the start of the stream. He put Runyon in the spin cycle with a really sweet spin move, but then Runyon beat him won the next rep. But yeah, another strong day from Wyatt, no doubt. Steven, 20 years from now, there's going to be a Yosh Nyman Avenue in Green Bay. Take that to the bank. Oh, that's great. John, is there any scenario LaFleur ends up on the hot seat? Man, it would take a drastic kind of falling apart of every aspect of this team for that to occur. Even if they were to win 4 or 5 games, even if they were to look somewhat sluggish throughout the season and not really improve, man, I still don't see it. He just signed an extension last year, and, Mark is set to retire in another, 2 years, and that's his guy that he just signed. And I don't know, man. He'll have the somewhat of an excuse with the first-year starter at quarterback, and who knows how the defense plays into this in this theoretical world that we're talking about. And if it is the defense, really not stepping up its game, then he can fire Joe Barry and fire a new coordinator. And that probably buys him a little time. So, but look, this is all very, very hypothetical, and I just don't see it. I think Matt's going to really kind of put his stamp on this team this year, and I do think they're going to surprise people. And we always talk about the record and all that, and it's like, I keep telling you guys, it's much more about how they play throughout the season, how they develop, how they grow. What is the difference in December comparative to September? And has there been progress? Are these very young players starting to improve? That's where I think he's going to be judged. It's not so much like the record, although it is a bottom line business, no question about it. But I just think it would take something really egregious for Matt to be on the hot seat. And I don't see that happening. What else we got here, folks? Carl, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, I noticed Coach mentioned consistency several times this morning. I swear, if we play with consistency, we'll be above 500. Go Pack. Could not agree more. That was their great downfall last year. No doubt about it. On both sides of the ball. And really, what you have there when you're not consistent on defense or offense with any regularity is a lack of complementary football. So if you can find that consistency and know you can count on it, you can play complimentary ball, and you can really help each other out, and that's winning football. So I'm with you, man. If they can find it, they'll win more games than they lose. They've got the talent to do it, no question. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. How much is Love pushing it down the field? A fair amount, but look, you can't really read much into that right now because they're still literally going through installs. So it's very much like, today is this kind of concept, and then tomorrow will be a different concept, and then maybe the next day it's very horizontal, right? So that's like the first read in that period or what have you. So I wouldn't take too much away from that yet. He did take a deep shot to Watson today that was just, I think if you put just a little more air under it, Watson could probably run underneath it and would have beat Rasul. But intermittently, every once in a while, probably he should be, right? But it definitely hasn't been bombs away or anything like that. Oh, and by the way, since I just mentioned his name, speaking of Rasul Douglas today on the sideline was on fire when it came to yelling at the offensive sideline. Like he was on the field, and after every play during the competitive period, he would talk galactic amounts of shit to the offensive sideline. Like, yelling, like, cursing, like, just would not stop to the point where Aaron Jones started giving it back to him. It was incredible. It was great. I loved it. It was amazing. Joe, thanks for the super chat. John Runyon is the Rodney Dangerfield of the Packers offensive line. Did Sean Ryan last year just not realize how big of a jump there is going to be from college to the NFL? I don't know about that last part, man. That, you know, it was a rough camp for him last year. No question about it. But it's impossible to say why that occurred, right? But he definitely looks the part this year. No doubt about it. And as far as John Ryan being the Rodney Dangerfield of the Packers offensive line, for those of you under a certain age, probably have no idea what that is in reference to. It means he gets no respect. And I could not agree more. I know someone on Daily a couple days ago mentioned how they think he's way undervalued and way underrated. Couldn't agree more. I do think, you know, obviously he's got to fight for his job. Everyone in the NFL does, but the number of times I see people just ready to, like, I've got people in my mentions saying the Packers should cut him. Like, what? I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you on that one. He gets no respect. Chad McKenna, thanks for joining the Carry the G Club. Thanks for giving us the support. Thanks for climbing on board. Hopefully we'll see you at happy hour next week. It'll be a lot of fun. Matt, thanks for the super chat. How's Love's accuracy? It's a good question, man. Better than when it was when he first arrived, still not consistent enough. There are, I think I talked about this on Tuesday, there just seems to be two, maybe three throws every practice where he's just a little off. And sometimes, you know, guys have long reach, long wingspan, catch radius, crazy, so they pluck them, right? But yeah, just a little, and here's the other thing. There's plenty of throws where he's on target, perfect, no problem. Every once in a while, he just sails one or has one go wide that, you know, and a lot of that is reps, getting repetitions in your body in certain plays, certain concepts, certain throws, where you want to put it, etc. But it's definitely improved. I don't want to make it sound like he's spraying it all over the yard because he's not. But there certainly are throws where you notice that it just needs a little bit more work there, a little bit more. I'll tell you what, he had one today where he tried to fit it in over the middle over – just kind of dropping it in, you know, safeties are back and the linebacker's dropping, but not all the way back. So he's trying to fit it in over the linebacker, and Quay did a great job. A little too much air on it, and Quay did a great job of batting it away. Almost went for an interception. You know, we always talk about, oh, we got to attack the middle of the field more. Jordan's going to attack the middle of the field. That I have no doubt. We're going to probably have to live with a few more interceptions because of it, because, man, he's not afraid. He is not afraid to do so. What else we got here, folks? How we doing? Bryce, did Nixon line up on offense at all today? Not that I saw. I didn't see him in drill work or from teams doing any offensive stuff. I know he did the other day, but as far as I could see, I mean, obviously make sure you're reading all the coverage because he may have slipped in there for maybe a rep or two, but not that I saw. How is Waylon doing as a holder? What is the percentage of Carlson's misses Waylon's versus O'Donnell? You guys are so hardcore. Man, I don't know. They're running people in and out. There's 1,000 things going on. I got to admit, haven't watched every single rep for the holder. That's on me. Saturday night, family night. We'll chart it together. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think it's the holder. Let's put it that way. Saw Domofsky do a hit on ESPN, and where'd you go? You just disappeared. Oh, there we go. Saw Domofsky do a hit on ESPN, and when asked about Love, he basically said that it might be a long year. Feel like I've been hearing more positives out of camp, but Rob seems objective. Well, that's kind of what I was just talking about, right? Like, he's going to take some chances, probably that a younger quarterback will, because he hasn't played a ton. There are some plays where he's going to be a little off. He just needs more reps to improve his accuracy. But, you know, I don't know. I think he's got a good supporting staff, support around him, and I think a lot of it depends on the defense, right? If we get consistency there, you never know. But, you know, Rob's probably hedging his bets a little bit, would be my guess. That's just me, though. Mr. What did he say when it was that Rodgers, when the Rodgers bombshell dropped, he was like 95% Rodgers not going to come back, and then Rodgers came back.
Also, don't forget the draft.
Oh, right. And Corey points out, this is also a man who thinks that Green Bay can't hold a draft, which is absurd. Oh, Callum. How do you think Rodgers will cope with the media as a Jet? I don't care. Do I think Alex Magoo wins the backup job? No. How many old fashions you have at Corey's? Oh, it's funny you should ask that, Mark. Funny you should ask. I have not had a one yet. I blame my host. Adam, people are patient until the losses come. Truer words have never been spoken. All right, everybody, I got to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a great day, everybody. Go Pack, go.